coming up this season on The Bachelorette.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from the Red Beer Podcast. Guys, tonight was the finale of The Bachelorette, and I'm here with my one and only Becca. What's going on, Becca?
I got the final rose, and so did, spoiler alert, although everybody already knew, congratulations to Garrett and Becca. What a night it was. When I saw...
Was it really?
Well, but when I saw on the guide that it was 3 hours long, I said to myself, really, ABC, I've already given you every Monday, sometimes every Tuesday, when I was watching Dancing with the Stars, and then it goes into Bachelor and Bachelorette. I feel like I've given ABC half of my life, and that's what it felt like tonight. It was the finale that just wouldn't quit.
Yeah, well, I mean, The Bachelorette is one of those shows where everybody wants to see the finale. So if they're going to make it 3 hours, they know that people are going to watch it. In ABC's defense, I feel like they do try to fit in a lot in the last episode. It's like both guys have to meet the family. Then she has one more date with both of them. And then she's got like some time to think about it. And then the possible proposal happens. So they do kind of cover what could happen in like two episodes in one. I do feel like the footage, though, they do let drone on a little bit. And there's also... The last hour is you know, them live coming out as a couple, and Chris Harrison just really loves to ask the same question in seven different ways.
After the final rose, very interesting. Rachel Lindsay, I believe, who was our last Bachelorette before Miss Becca, she made an interesting point. She said she was up there for hours, and it was kind of an angry ending. Because they had her up there with Peter, and Peter was combative, and they had had a bad split. Whereas Becca, they gave sort of more of a happy ending, and her and Blake seemed very amicable. And I agree with Rachel. That was an uncomfortable after the final rose to watch, whereas Becca's not as uncomfortable. It was like, oh, okay, everybody's happy. The Instagram thing wasn't a big deal. That's how it felt. And I feel like, and I know we'll dive into the episode of the finale.
Well, go back a little bit, because I actually, confession, I didn't watch that last Bachelorette or whatever.
With Rachel.
So what happened with that? Where you said it was combative? Like what?
They put Peter up there, and obviously the runner-up and the Bachelorette haven't seen each other for months. And the last time that these people have seen each other obviously ended on bad terms. Peter came out and he was still really upset and really raw from how he was let down by Rachel. Whereas Blake, though he did seem upset, he was still more like,
mature,
I'm happy
about
for
it.
You. And yeah, Rachel just kind of made it seem like ABC put her in a really weird position. And I have to agree with her. They really did. They had her sit there for 3 hours commenting in and out of breaks. Whereas with Becca, they just kind of like, we're like, congratulations. Did you feel like her and Garrett seemed a little forced, overly happy?
No, I didn't really feel that way until you kind of mentioned it. The only thing I felt was forced was the whole apology that he made about like liking stuff on Instagram or whatever. And I felt like that was like so pre-planned. Like, oh, we're going to have to talk about this just to kind of get it out there. And I felt like it was kind of stupid. Like, they could have, like, they just kept, it was beating a dead horse. You know, like, he apologized. Well, if I had to hear Garrett say or Becca say one more time, so what we're just going to do is, you know, move forward. And I'm just like, oh, my God, we get it. Like, move forward.
Did you see my tweet?
No,
I tweeted. Man. So are we moving forward or nah?
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, it was so annoying. But like I said, I mean, taking everything out of it, taking all the overly happy kind of cheesy, you know, them being live together. I mean, they do look very happy and good for them, and I'm happy for them. But I will say that the whole proposal, I thought was. I wish that they would film this a little bit differently, because you know exactly who is getting let down as soon as that person steps off and starts walking down the dock. It's whoever it goes first. is the person that is not going to get it. And I feel like it would be really cool if they did kind of like a splice where it was like they show Garrett and then Blake and then Garrett and then Blake and Garrett, and they go back and forth until it gets, you know, like even in, and maybe they even cut back like them saying different things to her, you know, like, and then finally you figure out who it is. You know, they just do a little bit, be a little bit more clever with the editing, because it's like, you kind of want a little bit more suspense.
It's but so it's like predictable.
But as soon as whoever gets, you know, there first, you know that's the guy who lost. And
you and I were both verbal about how badly we felt for Blake.
Yeah, and this is the thing. Like, I've been saying the whole time I'm Team Blake, but last episode was the first time where I felt, you know, the cards might be in Garrett's favor. And there was one moment last night when we're watching it, and it was there. It was Garrett's last date with Becca after he had already met her family. And she said, you know, I remember seeing you from the first time and like really being attracted to you. And I told you that you reminded me of my father and like how I felt safe with you. And I also wanted you to know that, you know, I really do care about you. And then Garrett said, you know, I know that even though your dad isn't here, you know, like, I think that I really like the fact that you're saying that about me and I can be that person for you, or something along those lines. And for me, I literally said out loud, I go, well, that's it. Because it was like, she was saying things that you can't say to somebody unless you don't see yourself with that person at the end. You know, and that was just kind of a dead giveaway to me. I was like, that was the deciding factor where I knew that Blake lost.
They're both very family oriented. You could tell Garrett really loves his family. You could tell that he puts a lot of stock in their feelings. Becca feels the same way about her family, obviously. What I was noticing about this finale was the gas was just let out of Blake's balloon. Not so much with him, but just Becca's feelings about him. When I was seeing her with him and during the finale, I just felt like she wasn't there for it. She didn't seem as excited to see Blake as she was with Garrett.
Yeah.
And there was one moment, I can't remember if it was with her sister or her mom or one of the uncles, and it was something she didn't want to hear about their thoughts on Garrett. It wasn't necessarily negative, but it was more like, I think it was her sister Emily, who said, I feel like Blake would challenge you more. And that really affected her. And you could tell because her whole being was like so into Garrett. And for somebody who, you know, she obviously loves her sister a lot, obviously puts a lot of stock in what her sister has to say, she felt let down by that. Regardless, we saw on the finale tonight, on After the Final Rose, both families were there. Both families look very happy with the decisions that were made. Now, it was a little weird, I thought, when Emily said, I'm happy she chose you, or she didn't call him Garrett. And I found that there was something a little weird there, but maybe I'm looking a little,
looking a little too much into it. I think that she like lost the word for a second. That's kind of what I got from that.
She forgot his name.
Yeah, me too. Exactly. the other thing too, that I thought the family did really well is they were very honest about how they felt about each guy, but didn't allow their opinions to sway her in any way. And I thought that was really good. Because normally it's like you want to actually say, I think you should go with this guy, but they don't want to have any kind of an effect on her decision. And I think I thought that they did that really well.
And also, how long do they even spend with them? If you really want to talk actuality, maybe an hour, hour and a half?
I think it's more than that. I think they spend like anywhere from like 3 to 4 hours together. I don't know. Well, because it's the majority of the day. They do. I mean, like, they go over there. They have those conversations that they have with the siblings have to be set up with cameras and all that stuff. And then they also, you know, have like, he's like walking home at the end of the day. There's definitely a change in like the time, it looked like, or the daylight rather.
Can you make a judgment on somebody in 3 and 4 hours though?
No, but I think you can form an opinion about them. You know what I mean? And see how they interact with like the other person. I think that has a big factor on it, because the way that you are around somebody says a lot about how you feel about them.
Mm.
You know, I think that Like I said, I mean, I really think Blake is a good guy. I think that, yes, I agree with her family that he would definitely challenge her more. And they would be kind of more of like a team, where I feel like Garrett does love her and will be there for her, but is more just kind of along for the Becca ride. You know what I mean? I feel like, I mean, and the other thing too, and it wasn't really like a telltale sign or anything, but I feel like, you know, at the end where they were like got into the minivan, Becca was driving. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that says anything, but like, I don't know. I just thought that was a little interesting.
I'll see your van and raise you. There was an exchange between the two of them about sleeping on the couch. And he's like, well, I'll sleep on the couch if you want me to.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And
yeah.
I mean, I just thought that that was just kind of an example of him rolling over because he's Garrett. And that's what he does.
I think the most painful thing when I've said I've been able to kind of like relate to Blake, it's is there was another moment last night where he realizes that he's not the one. And like literally it was like, talk about just seeing it, seeing somebody get the wind knocked right out of them
and sweating buckets.
Oh God. Like, I mean, yeah, definitely being on there, like his heart's racing a minute. He's definitely sweating because of that. Not to mention the heat that they were in.
They're at the equator.
Suit. Yeah.
I mean, middle of the Indian Ocean.
But I mean, it was like, you just saw like the blood run right out of his face. And it was just like, he got kicked right in the balls. It was, I'm telling you, like
in the rosebuds.
And I kind of like felt that. I felt for him because it's like, I've been in a situation where I've told somebody how I felt and it wasn't mutual. And I remember that feeling in the pit of your stomach.
Well, I'm sorry that I did that to you.
Well, it wasn't you because obviously we're here together. Spoiler. But like, it was like, literally, you just get punched right in the stomach. And it's the worst feeling in the world. And like seeing that happen to him, it was just brought that rushing back. And I was like, oh, that is awful.
The way it was,
and it's on in front of national television. Oh,
yeah. The way Chris Harrison built it up, though, because I get that it wasn't the most dramatic finale we've ever had, but he said it was the most emotional we've ever had. Now, when he built the whole Blake thing and set it up as, you won't believe the emotions that come out, we've never seen anything like it. I was expecting, you know, the episode of The Office, I think it's the finale when we find out that Andy became viral from being the sit down and cry guy.
Yeah.
I was expecting like that proportion, to the point where like Blake, you know, we'd wake up the next morning and he's going to be everywhere as like a meme. And I mean, if anything, you're like, oh, that was it? Again, yes, I know. He was emotional.
They have to top it, though. They're trying to top last episode. Can't. And I even said, I was like, they can't do that. It's not going to happen.
No way.
It's just not going to happen.
What did you think about when Becca's family was really challenging Blake and kind of doing the whole, hey, so you and Garrett, I mean, this is how we feel about Garrett. Like,
I feel like they asked those questions to Garrett, but they didn't show them. They knew that Blake was going to not be the person at the end of this, so they messed around with the editing, because I feel like the family is very good at probably ask the same questions to both, and they chose to show different questions for each. And I honestly feel like
to Garrett, set it up for the audience. Maybe.
Oh yeah, and I feel like Garrett probably had some moments of weakness where maybe he doubted it and they didn't show that. I also feel like you know, Blake had some real moments where he's like, she's going to pick Garrett.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that sucks. You know, I do feel though, it was kind of contradictory when he was like, oh, he's like, I just didn't see this coming. It's like, well, you did. You just like led yourself to believe that it wasn't going to happen. And then it did happen. And it's awful.
I do want to go back to the fact that he was sweating so profusely. If they're going to do a finale, and every year they do it, they always do a finale, whether it's in the Maldives or in these tropical destinations, then put these poor mofos in linen pants and a short sleeve shirt. Do not make them wear suits. It's uncomfortable. They're all having, everybody had a panic attack last night, and it was really hard to watch.
Yeah, it's
do it somewhere like London or Canada. Like, do it somewhere where it's like cool. Like, that always bothers me because, especially, I know, again, this is going to sound so superficial. Becca's hair is so sweaty and it's like sticking to her face. And it's like, I'm there every, I understand. It's like you get your hair done and then it's like your hair's everywhere. But I think I just felt so bad for Blake because not only is he having this full on panic attack, his heart's beating out of his chest. He's literally about to poop his pants, but he's just sweating so hard. I don't know. It just always makes me so uncomfortable and I always feel bad and they need to change it up. I agree with you about the whole, who's going to come in first? Well, that's the guy that's not going to get the rose. And yeah, maybe it's a split screen. I don't know. I think that the finale needs a little finesse. I think it needs a little Botox. I think we need to update the Bachelor ending a little bit.
Or, you know, maybe they should actually, yeah, like the split screen is a good idea. Like they could even show like, you know, the guy that like, I don't know, like the guy that actually gets her or gets him first.
Don't make them talk. Like, don't, that's the other thing that always drives me crazy. You make these people put their hearts out there. And I know that it makes for great television, but then it's not always,
really how it would go.
Then it's like, oh, let me stop you there. Bye. How about when he said, how about they're walking, holding hands, Becca and Blake, and it's so awkward, sweaty palms. And he's like, I love you. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, well, I mean, I agree.
Bye.
I agreed with him when he was just like, all right, bye. Like, what else are you going to, I know. What else are you going to say?
Like, he'd be like, peace, bitch.
Oh, dude, I would have been the same way. I feel like, yeah, you love the girl, but at the same time, it's like, well, if I'm not the one, I need to get out of here because I'm going to lose my shit. Like, I felt so bad for him. Let's talk about this, though. The positive. Like, very, very happy for Garrett and Becca. Obviously, if that's who she wants to be with, then all the power of the two of them. I think they'll do very great things together.
Yeah.
They both definitely want kids together.
Do you think?
They're going to be very aware of Instagram together. And I also feel like
they love minivans from 1988.
Totally. The one thing that I thought was a little over the top though was it's like, all right, so they're on the middle of this boat in the ocean, and all of a sudden like these dolphins pop up, and it's like, could this be a more perfect setup for what is to come? Like, obviously they can't have a dolphin date and then all of a sudden like, no, I'm sorry, just not the one.
Exactly. You know, I don't know. I know what you're trying
they're
to say.
Making out in
and
the
how
water,
about the line about
the equator,
she doesn't
buoy.
Give me butterflies, she gives me eagles. There was a lot of those one-liners. I want to just kind of close this up a little bit about the Instagram thing. There are, believe it or not, Tony, after looking at social media as much as I have and searching the hashtags, you and I are in the minority when it comes to being happy for these two. It's sad. It's really sad. It goes to show you the state of our country and how divided we all are. But to me, Becca's actually, we all know that there's a lot of photos of her at rallies. She's very liberal leaning.
Mm-hmm.
Women's rights. And so it contradicts having a partner who likes those controversial Instagram memes. But isn't that what our country is right now? Isn't it people in relationships that are constantly challenging each other? And by the way, I know plenty of people who are happily married who happen to differ on politics. Listen, you and I, being a married couple, spoiler alert, we don't agree on everything. No, and you I mean, and I actually, you know what we do?
Totally, yeah.
We talk about it. Yeah. And that's what couples do. So for these websites like the Daily Beast to have an article that says Becca picks an alt-right conservative, all this stuff, making it so political, and people could argue, well, he made it political by liking that stuff. That is such BS. This is America, people. Everybody's going to disagree. We're not all going to agree on politics. And who's to say, okay, well, I should say this. What he liked, I find to be wrong and repulsive, fine. But he's not my husband. He's not my boyfriend. And if he was, him and I would be having a long conversation.
I feel like there's a lot of things to consider, though. I mean, like, yeah, she said, you know, we did get to actually meet each other when we didn't have social media, you know, where these things were not available. So you get down to meeting, like, the bare bones of the person, you know? And in situations like that, when are you actually going to have time to talk about politics? It seems like it's the last thing you would talk about when you're off the grid. You're not aware of everything that's happening because you don't have your phone with you every 2 seconds. You're enjoying vacation. You're focused on this person that you're falling in love with. Like, you're not going to talk about it if you like Trump or not. You know what I mean? That's the last thing, the last conversation to have. You know, so.
Well, for some would argue, though, that would be one of the first you have. Because what are the things
I mean, some may argue that, but at the same time, I think that's kind of a bullshit argument because put yourself in their shoes. You're not going to be having that conversation. You're just not. I don't care who you are. Unless you're the president, you're not going to be talking about politics, or unless that's your job where you work in like Congress or you work in politics very heavily and you're like a voice, you know, for the public, then maybe. But otherwise, I think that's complete bullshit.
And we don't know Becca and Garrett well enough. We know what we see. But I think they strike me as the type that wouldn't talk about that right away anyway. It seems like that would be kind of a down-the-line conversation.
Yeah. I just think that he's definitely she's going to wear the pants in the relationship.
And that's fine.
Which is, it's not a bad thing. It's just an observation. He also was always looking to her for confirmation as to if what he's saying was okay.
Uh-huh.
Which I thought was interesting, you know, kind of like gauging.
Wait until you see them on Kimmel. Ooh. Yeah. So there's a lot more of that.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I don't know. I just think that it's a very different vibe than, you know, that she has with Garrett than she has with Blake. And obviously,
and totally different from Ari.
And right. And honestly, she prefers the Garrett vibe. And like I said, I mean, look, this girl's been through some shit. And if Garrett is the one for her and that makes her happy, then seriously, I'm happy for you. I just was rooting for somebody else. But I obviously, hey, it's not my life. It's her decision. And I figured it was going to be when I watched last week's episode. So, but I mean, it is what it is. Overall, I did enjoy the season. I thought it was a very well done season because we had a lot of backstory about Becca. Mm-hmm. We saw things happen live and raw with her. So we know exactly what she's been through. So it was good to get to see her have her happy ending.
It's been a really rough year for her. Seeing the Ari stuff was disgusting and heartbreaking. She's obviously much better off than she was a year ago or whenever that was. It actually wasn't even a year ago. All that stuff went down December, January, February, which is crazy to think about that we're only in August. But a lot can change in a certain amount of time. And now we need to end and talk about, is Blake going to be the next Bachelor?
I would say yes. I would say that he definitely is. I feel like there are a lot of people, obviously, what you're saying from social media, people preferred Blake. So I don't see why he wouldn't be offered the chance to be the next Bachelor. Whether or not that's something he decides to do, I don't think they even hinted at that yet. I don't think that he was even... I thought that they might had possibly talked about that last night, but it was never brought up. So... I don't know. I mean, he's still definitely, he's on the end of the grief phase, but I think he went through it pretty hard and his family seemed to be there for him.
And speaking of changes to the format, can we please get another jeweler? I don't know what it is about Neil Lane. It's just, he's always just coming out here like, hello, here I am. I'm Neil Lane. Look at these rings.
I think it's funny every time we're like, they're like, yeah, you know, I just think that this is really... And he's just like smiling. And I said last night, I was like, he doesn't give a shit.
No, he's getting free publicity.
Exactly. He's just there to give you a free ring. Yeah, I didn't like the ring that Blake picked out.
I didn't say it. Oh, no. What about Garrett? What about the ring? The ring she's wearing. What did you think of it?
It was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, whatever.
She has a choice to...
The ring that I bought you is a lot nicer than both of those.
Oh, yes, it is. I do want to say I've had a lot of fun doing the podcast with you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of us kind of just sharing like 5 minutes of thoughts after the show and then going to bed, it's been nice to sort of air it all out. And
yeah, definitely.
I appreciate you because not a lot of husbands, you know, we talk about gender roles in 2018, but... Honestly, not a lot of guys would watch a show with their wives and then do a podcast about it.
Honestly.
So just, I really appreciate that.
And I will, no problem. And I will say this was definitely my idea, and I'm glad I got you on board because
Was it your idea? idea.
No, it was my idea. I even said, because I knew that that when the show was on, I was going to get sucked into it. And I was like, you know what? If I'm going to watch this show, we're going to do a podcast about it. And you were game. And I, you know, a lot of people seem to have given us great feedback. They love the show. They love our banter. So, you know, guys, definitely please take a second when you're done listening to this episode. Take 5 seconds. Just go into your podcast app at the very bottom and give us a quick review. We would really appreciate it. Give us a rating. It's really going to help us out. It will take you literally 5 to 10 seconds to just write something quick and post it. We would really appreciate it because we definitely put some time into this and would like that feedback.
And now
tell your friends about it.
Yes, tell your friends. Yeah. But.
And more good news. Since this has kind of gone in a very positive direction, we decided that we are now going to continue the podcast with Bachelor in Paradise. Round of applause. So we're definitely going to do that. All right. You're killing people. Okay. So we're gonna do Bachelor in Paradise and keep this train going.
Bring your immunizations. Get your antibiotics. It is time for Bachelor in Paradise, baby.
And what you'll be able to do is, obviously, they have Bachelor in Paradise. It's every Monday and Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
So so what we're going to do is rather than do, you know, one podcast after Monday and Tuesday, we're actually just going to do each week a combined episode that will be released either Tuesday night following the episode or just on Wednesday. But we'll give you more information on that as it develops. So stay tuned and
Tony, I just want to let you know, you give me eagles.
Thank you. Appreciate that. It's the feeling,
butterflies.
The feeling is mutual. Eagles all around. So bald eagles, you know, the American mascot, it's all good. So I don't even know what that means, but anyway, thank you for listening and stay tuned for Bachelor in Paradise. It's about to get real. And with that being said, guys, thanks for listening, and that's the finale. And of course, one more time for The Bachelorette. With that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye. Bye!
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Monday night following the episode, and you can find us on Podbean and iTunes.